The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay. Final score, the Chicago Blackhawks 4 and the San Jose Sharks 2 in front of a crowd of 19,056. Very electric crowd, as always, at the United Center. Here's how it happened. First period, Chicago outshot the Sharks 10-4. And the Sharks got into some penalty trouble early when Jake Walman took a two-minute delay over glass penalty at 3:08. But at 3:13, Nick Foligno got a two-minute tripping call, and it went to 4-on-4. And in that situation, the Sharks have been pretty good the last couple of years. Unfortunately, after a turn up the ice for Will Smith with an opportunity, coming back the other way, it would be a long pass to Taylor Hall, and the former number one overall pick would put the Blackhawks in front. Let the Hawks pass it by him. Here comes Taylor Hall making the move. Shoot, score! Wow! Taylor Hall, after Will Smith's chance, got open, moving up ice, got the headman feed, made the deke on defenseman Jan Ruda, and put a perfect shot up top. Blackhawks 1, Sharks nothing. 4-on-4 goal at 4:20. Hall from T.J. Brody, and the Blackhawks took the lead. Going down to the final minute of the first period, Chicago got the Sharks to take a penalty, and that was certainly a storyline in this game where five different penalties were called on Sharks defensemen. In this particular case, Chicago would have Barkley Goodrow in the penalty box. At 19:11, it would be Tyler Bertuzzi perfectly tipping an opportunity into the net. And now we're down to the final minute of play in period number one. Power play hockey for the Blackhawks. It's Teravainen from the right circle. Score! That got tipped in front on its way in. And it might have been Bertuzzi in front of the goal that got a piece of that. Blackhawks 2, Sharks nothing. Power play goal. First power play goal the Sharks have allowed all year. Bertuzzi's first from Teravainen and Bedard. First of two assist nights for both of those players, both on the power play. In fact, in the opening minute of the second period, Chicago would be on the power play again. And the reason for that, a Jan Ruda high sticking call with only 18 seconds left in the first frame. And the result was this goal by Nick Foligno. Teravainen, rink wide, Bedard's got it, throws it right back across the ice, tip, score! Tic-tac-toe, way too much space for the Blackhawks to make plays. That's Nick Foligno in the slot, and it was Bedard to Teravainen to Foligno and in, and again, you could have parted the Red Sea with how much space they had, and the Sharks have got to fix that.
Well, they did fix it as the game went on, but by that time, the Sharks were down 3-0. That was the second power play goal of the game for Chicago. At 43 seconds of the second period, Nick Foligno's third from Teravainen and Bedard, and the Blackhawks were in front with a strong effort. San Jose would get on the board at 18:17 of the second period, and once again, when it came time to fight back, it was that line of Granlund, Toffoli, and Eklund that did it all.
Holding the puck, spinning away there from Taylor Hall, moving into the slot, but Hall reaches in and applies that stick check, but Granlund got it back. He pokes it over to Eklund. Eklund's got a man in front, Toffoli, gets it to him. Where is it? Yeah! Oh, baby, he scored! Tyler Toffoli in front of the net. What a job defensively by the San Jose Sharks to get it back, and Toffoli gets the Sharks on the board.
That was a sweet goal at 18:17. Toffoli's third from Eklund and Granlund, 3-1 in favor of Chicago at the end of two. Now, the Sharks would outshoot the Blackhawks 11-4 in the third period. Totals for the game, 27 for Chicago, 22 for the Sharks. But at 2:19, a pretty devastating goal against, as Dickinson for Chicago was able to get it.
Taylor Hall gets the head man at center. He's at the end of his shift. He's at the Sharks line and backhands into San Jose territory. Fed in front, they score! That was Dickinson in front of the net, and Joey Anderson behind the goal made a nifty pass. Dickinson basically was pivoting, skating backwards as he flipped the puck with one fell swoop into the back of the net. And that is a tough, tough goal for the Sharks to give up at 2:19 of the third to make it 4-1 Chicago.
That was a pretty critical goal. And Anderson, as you pointed out right after that, Alex, won the battle just as he made that nice pass.
Yeah, it was a 50-50 battle where both players kind of met the puck at the boards at the same time. What was incredible about it, those battles usually take a few seconds to sort out who's going to win it, and that's why they call it a battle. But he ended up, the puck ended up right on his tape, and as soon as Vanacek got on the post, that puck was going the other way from left to right to the other side of that behind the goal line. And he, by the time he saw that Anderson won the battle, it was already on Dickinson's stick on the other side of the net, and he squeezed it in between the skate of Vanacek and the post, and it was a quick bang-bang play.
Fortunately, the Sharks would fight right back, and 33 seconds after that Dickinson goal assisted by Anderson, Fabian Zetterlund would show what he could do.
Over to the right wing boards, turns away from the check of Kaiser, gives to Granlund, throws it in that tip, score! Fabian Zetterlund in the slot tips that pass, and a brilliant one indeed from Granlund, and the Sharks get one back. It's 4-2 with 17:08 remaining in the third.
Unfortunately, that would be the last goal of the game for the Sharks. They pushed hard. They clamped down a little bit better defensively, but that early deficit was too much to overcome. That goal at 2:52 of the third, Zetterlund second from Granlund and Eklund. So Granlund and Eklund each get two assists. Same thing for Teravainen and Bedard. And the final score was the Blackhawks 4 and the Sharks 2. Chicago, on their opening night game at home, gets their second victory of the year. They are 2-2-1 on the season. They've got 5 points. While the Sharks' quest for their first win continues tomorrow in Winnipeg, San Jose falling back to 0-2-2 on the season after 4 games. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.